I feel compelled every time I thought I was out. These fighter statements pull me back in. This is your boy Mike Perilla, and even though it's been a minute, I am back with MMA All Day, and we is going to just get right into it. So first of all, UFC Argentina just happened, and it was a great night of fights. And I just have to say, I can't even pronounce my guy's name who ended Neil Magny's night viciously. But I do have to point out that I am so tired of this fighter's new push. Anthony Smith did the same thing. Like, guys, you're beating these B-level fighters, and while you're cumulatively going up the ladder of rankings or encroaching your way to top-level opposition, all of a sudden you beat these five good twos, and you think that equals a 10, and that 10 means I'm ready for championship level. Now, we all know it's just a jump for money. I mean, Chael Sonnen showed you, Connor showed you, and now everyone's showing you that they're just trying to get this spiel going, because it's like, if I make enough noise, talk enough crap, insult enough people, someone's going to start mentioning me for a title shot. And I understand that, I respect it, but it's like, come on here. Your boy's going to just say it the truth. Anthony Smith sounded like Biggie during the interlude of Mo Money, Mo Problems. You remember that song in 1997 with Puffy, Mace, and the leftover of Biggie after Puffy sacrificed him? I'm sorry, after Biggie was murdered? The more money you make, the more problems you get. That's just how it is. Biggie was out of breath by just moving his big toe, and he couldn't speak and breathe at the same time, and you heard the trouble. Anthony Smith, after that win over Oostermeer, or Volkan Oostermeer, apologies, over Volkan, he had to be held up by his trainers and coaches. And while that's nothing to be ashamed about, I feel that DC said it's best. Like, yo, my man, you couldn't even give your post-fight interview, but you're going to go five rounds with him, John Jones? Like, he hasn't even fought Gustavsson yet. Somebody call Anthony Johnson and fight this kid. Can you beat Anthony? Like, can we tell these kids to stop jumping the line? I mean, damn, at least give me a convincing reason to believe you're a legitimate threat. What happened to Ty? We ain't learned from Darren Till. Darren Till, the white gorilla, Darren Till, who I cut 30 pounds to come down to welterweight. None of these welterweights can compete with me. I'm taking everybody. So what? I can't spell jiu-jitsu. And so what? I can't crossword puzzle find the word wrestling. So what? I can beat Tyrone Woodley. What happens? What happened? T-Wood, and I, listen, I'm going to be the first dude to be like, yo, I think T-Wood's in trouble. He's not going to want to stand with Woodley. He's not going to want to stand with Till. He's going to have to, you know, break out the wrestling book. And what happened? T-Wood blasted him, got him out there early, and then choked him night-night. And all that hype. Darren Till, Anthony Smith, and whoever that cat was that won in Argentina over Magny. You are in the same bracket, folks. You're trying to just run through, and whether you win or lose, you're like, who cares? I want that paycheck. But you have to convince the crowd. And I know America's stupid now, and anything anyone says long enough in the media, they're just going to swallow it whole. But there are still some of us that know MMA, that remember Shuto and Hook and Shoot and King of the Cage, that we've trained and we've been around killers and we've seen the come up of the previous greats. You guys are leapfrogging it. You guys are leapfrogging, man. And you know what? I can't knock you, but I'm not going to be insulted by this fucking fuckery. And that's right. I'm sorry. I'm cursing here, folks. Newsflash, PG-13. Okay? Not happening. All right. We're NC-17. Keep it G. It's fuckery at its finest. This new crop of MMA fighters is like, it's like a reality TV show. Like, I feel like when I watch the interviews of these new UFC guys, I feel like I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. Okay? Like, I'm like, Larissa, what's wrong with you? That guy that won and beat Magny, he's the new Larissa. Okay? Darren Till
is the English guy dating Rachel with the baby. All right, y'all say some crazy shit, and then it's like no one checks you because they know it gets ratings, and that's cool and all. But me in my little living room in New Jersey, I'm checking you. It's bullshit. It's fuckery. Let's just call it like it is. I know Little Tay, aka Colby Covington, got everyone hyped. Just say crazy outlandish shit and it'll get you an interim title. And then what happened? You get stripped. He hasn't fought since that fuckery win over Maya. That boring ass win. And now he's like in the background somewhere. Who he gonna fight? Who he gonna beat? I don't know. Ronda Rousey. Don't be a do-nothing bitch. I'm gonna retire undefeated. I wanna hurry up and get my win and get out. And that's why she lost, because you can't rush the process. Anderson Silva worked his way up from Shooto, fights a jungle fights in Brazil, Pride, Rumble in the Rock. And then by the time he came into the UFC, he had seen everything. He was good to go. And his run to the title and title reign subsequently was a thing of beauty. These fighters don't want to do that A to B to C. They're like, all right, listen, my name is A and I want Z. And that's the culture that the American media, that the American MMA-based fan is supporting. How well can you lie to me? How well you can convince me? Conor McGregor, what happened when he fought Khabib? Oh, everything everyone said was gonna happen. You mean you can't be considered an elite MMA champion and the greatest of all time with one specific area being great and everything else being subpar? Oh, you mean you have to know wrestling and submissions? Oh, fuck. Who told us that? Oh, wait. Every fucking body that actually knows MMA and is not under Dana White's fucking payroll and has seen the come up of the game since its incursion. In 93, okay? You can't rush the game. You can't rush the skills. You can't rush the timing. You can't rush. It's like when you create soup, okay? If you rush the simmering, the soup tastes like shit. And these fighters don't want to let their skill simmer, be brought to a boil, come to a pitch. They're trying to just be like, listen, I'm here. I got 3 wins over these B-level fighters. I'm ready for the title shot. That's right. Give me the title shot. When you're really saying, give me the check. And that's cool and all, but I'm not paying for these sub. I'm not believing a title fight that's gonna end. I already lived through the Mike Tyson era, okay? You pay $100 for a pay-per-view, it's over in 60 seconds. I'm not doing that. I just can't. Connor, what happened with Connor? Let's jump to the Connor. And I know I'm old and late with the discussions, but this is my perceptions. Conor versus Khabib. There was never a moment that Conor had Khabib in trouble. Not one fucking moment. He did well surviving the takedowns. He did well in trying to strike, but even Conor striking, it wasn't like, you saw that it wasn't like Anderson Silva versus Damian Maya. It wasn't like Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen number 2 without the rib injury, where you're like, oh, you can just tell the vastly different levels in between these two people. Conor looked like an MMA striker, and Khabib looked like an MMA striker with better wrestling. It wasn't like you're looking at Conor as this M1, as K1 level striker. It wasn't like he came in like Miracle Crocrop in his prime, where you just put anybody in front of him, not named Fedor or Minotaur. And he was just decking people's skulls with his left leg. Conor can hit you with the left hand and hurt you. But his opponents, sorry to say, fellas, UFC knew what they were doing booking these fights. They knew booking Aldo after a 1-year layoff was putting Conor in a better position to win than Aldo. The same with the 2-week notice of Chad Mendes for the initial interim featherweight champion. They knew putting him in against Eddie Alvarez, okay, was going to get hype. And anyone who knew MMA knew Eddie's only chance, really, was to make it a wrestling clinch warfare. Because Eddie always gets rocked. I love Eddie Alvarez. I came up watching Eddie Alvarez in Bulldog fights, in Dream, in Bellator. Eddie Alvarez was the closest to Joe Frazier, Philly tough style you'll see in MMA, but my man ate punches like I eat butt cracks. It was crazy. It was crazy. Eddie gets clipped every fight. His cardio allows recovery, and then he makes it a dog fight, and he finds a way to win. But with a precision puncher like Conor, you're not getting dog fight chances. And as long as Conor kept the distance, used his kicks, didn't get taken down, it was over. And Eddie didn't try to really go for any wrestling, and Eddie really just wanted to make it a striking. Eddie made that leaping right hand lead mistake, and Conor ate it. The betting money was on Conor. And even though Eddie was the uncrowned king, you saw in his Dos Santos win, he hit Dos Santos with 50 different shots before Dos Santos crumpled. Someone of Conor's caliber, you knew, only needed really one good one. And that disparity and that different approach to striking that you kind of saw gave Conor just a complete chance to really win. But it was fuckery. Who did Conor fight in the lightweight division? Nobody. Before his title shot. Nobody. Who did he really fight in the featherweights? He fought Max Holloway, who was young but went the distance. And he fought Chad Mendes, who was really, really, really not ready for that fight with 2 weeks' notice. Who, Seaver? Brimage? Like, take me here. Aldo was out for a year with an injury. And Aldo was stupid to run into that right hand. But Aldo was out for a year. He was, and I know the Dominic Cruz theory of ring rust is only in your mind. That's for him. There are other fighters who you've seen the obvious effects of ring rust on. And you saw it with the McGregor-Aldo fight. What happens when Conor finally is not protected and forced to fight a true grappler who has some semblance of fundamental striking? He folds. What happened when Ronda Rousey finally met someone that didn't run at her and throw a flying knee in 8 seconds? She folded. I'm sorry, I'm reading my notes here. This hype job, this rush for profit, rush for marketing, it's a fucking duvet. And I've said this before, they're pulling the wool over your eyes, folks. And as long as your boy's here, they ain't gonna get away with it. Okay, I'm gonna spit my conspiracy theory truths, okay? We know Joe Rogan done been signed into the Illuminati. I've been listening to Joe Rogan's podcast from when he was doing it and what looked like his living room, and Uriah Faber was revealing how Andy Dick was chasing him around trying to touch his penis, okay? I'm a throwback listener. And now look at Joe Rogan. He went from questioning how the government and the moon landing and this and that, and all of a sudden, no, we found our answers and everything makes sense. Even though the government says that they've lost the technology to go back to the moon, and the video evidence and all the videotapes was recorded over, like when your mom records over the VHS tapes of your favorite Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah, it makes perfect sense for a government agency with $20 billion as its budget. No, there's no conspiracy. There's nothing to see here, folks. Capitalism works. It's not evil. Joe Rogan podcast. Trained by day. Joe Rogan by night. Yeah, he's not one of them no more. Yeah, it's okay. Joe Rogan is still the truth. Joe Rogan saying how Ronda Rousey can beat men in boxing. Yeah, sure. Like her coach Edmund Tarfuckerian can beat Jose Aldo if you give him a month of training. Yeah, folks. The fuckery is not live and present in MMA. Yeah, it's okay. CM Punk deserved to be in the main card. And Logan Paul versus KSW. That's the next main event. There we go. And that's a legit fight right there. Yeah. The fuckery is all over, folks. But as long as you got your boy, as long as you're tuning into this crazy rambling, I'm going to keep my shit true, okay? I'm not selling out unless my price for selling out is $5 billion. Don't let me get popular, folks. Because if I get popular and they come at me, I'm going to say, fuck y'all. Y'all not going to own this tongue, okay? Y'all not going to own this tongue. $5 billion. If you ain't giving me $5 billion, I'm keeping my platform and I'm spitting that truth for the people. I love the Joe Rogan. I really do. And his commentary is still the best. But Joe Rogan at the door, and he's one of them now. We need a new spokesman of truth. I nominate Michael. Damn, I can't even say his name. You know what? I nominate me. That's who I nominate. Mike J, that's who I nominate. You can count on me. I'm putting myself on the ballot for Truther of MMA. Vote for me, okay? Me and Bernie Sanders, that's my baby cousin, okay? Me and Bernie is like this, son. I cross my fingers so you can see the emphasis of how tight we are. I can't stand it, folks. I can't stand it. This shit is infuriating. I respect any fighter who gets in the cage. I understand they can kill me. I understand this. I understand how I'm nothing to them and I shouldn't say nothing. But the truth is the truth, folks. These cats are trying to skip processes here. And you ain't fooling me, all right? Just remember out there, it's better to be the prey. See how rusty I am, folks? I have to backtrack that. It's been a while, guys. Bear with me. It's better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. Giddy up.
I feel compelled every time I thought I was out. These fighter statements pull me back in. This is your boy Mike Perilla, and even though it's been a minute, I am back with MMA All Day, and we is going to just get right into it. So first of all, UFC Argentina just happened, and it was a great night of fights. And I just have to say, I can't even pronounce my guy's name who ended Neil Magny's night viciously. But I do have to point out that I am so tired of this fighter's new push. The Anthony Smith did the same thing. Like, guys, you're beating these B-level fighters, and while you're cumulatively going up the ladder of rankings or encroaching your way to top-level opposition, all of a sudden you beat these five good twos, and you think that equals a 10, and that 10 means I'm ready for championship level. Now, we all know it's just a jump for money. I mean, Chael Sonnen showed you, Connor showed you, and now everyone's showing you that they're just trying to get this spiel going, because it's like, if I make enough noise, talk enough crap, insult enough people, someone's going to start mentioning me for a title shot. And I understand that, I respect it, but it's like, come on here. Your boy's going to just say it the truth. Anthony Smith sounded like Biggie during the interlude of Mo Money, Mo Problems. You remember that song in 1997 with Puffy, Mace, and the leftover of Biggie after Puffy sacrificed him? I'm sorry, after Biggie was murdered? The more money you make, the more problems you get. That's just how it is. Biggie was out of breath by just moving his big toe. And he couldn't speak and breathe at the same time, and you heard the trouble. Anthony Smith, after that win over Ustemir, or Volkan Ustemir, apologies, over Volkan, he had to be held up by his trainers and coaches. And while that's nothing to be ashamed about, I feel that DC said it's best. Like, yo, my man, you couldn't even give your post-fight interview, but you're going to go five rounds with him, John Jones? Like, he hasn't even fought Gustavsson yet. Somebody call Anthony Johnson and fight this kid. Can you beat Anthony? Like, can we tell these kids to stop jumping the line? I mean, damn, at least give me a convincing reason to believe you're a legitimate threat. What happened to Ty? We ain't learned from Darren Till. Darren Till, the white gorilla, Darren Till, who I cut 30 pounds to come down to welterweight. None of these welterweights can compete with me. I'm taking everybody. So what? I can't spell jiu-jitsu. And so what? I can't crossword puzzle find the word wrestling. So what? I can beat Tyrone Woodley. What happened? T-Wood, and I'm going to be the first dude to be like, yo, I think T-Wood's in trouble. He's not going to want to stand with Woodley. He's not going to want to stand with Till. He's going to have to, you know, break out the wrestling book. And what happened? T-Wood blasted him
got him out there early, and then choked him night-night. And all that hype. Darren Till, Anthony Smith, and whoever that cat was that won in Argentina over Magny. You are in the same bracket, folks. You're trying to just run through, and whether you win or lose, you're like, who cares? I want that paycheck. But you have to convince the crowd. And I know America's stupid now, and anything anyone says long enough in the media, they're just going to swallow it whole. But there are still some of us that know MMA, that remember Shooto and Hook and Shoot and King of the Cage, that we've trained and we've been around killers and we've seen the come up of the previous greats. You guys are leapfrogging it. You guys are leapfrogging, man. And you know what? I can't knock you, but I'm not going to be insulted by this fucking fuckery. And that's right. I'm sorry. I'm cursing here, folks. Newsflash, PG-13. Okay? Not happening. All right? We're NC-17. Keep it G. It's fuckery at its finest. This new crop of MMA fighters is like, it's like a reality TV show. Like, I feel like when I watch the interviews of these new UFC guys, I feel like I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. Okay, like I'm like, Larissa, what's wrong with you? That guy that won and beat Magny, he's the new Larissa. Okay, Darren Till is the English guy dating Rachel with the baby. All right, y'all say some crazy shit, and then it's like no one checks you because they know it gets ratings, and that's cool and all. But me in my little living room in New Jersey, I'm checking you. It's bullshit. It's fuckery. Let's just call it like it is. I know little Tay, aka Colby Covington, got everyone hyped. Just say crazy outlandish shit, and it'll get you an interim title. And then what happened? You get stripped. He hasn't fought since that fuckery win over Maya. That boring ass win. And now he's like in the background somewhere. Who he gonna fight? Who he gonna beat? I don't know. Ronda Rousey. Don't be a do-nothing bitch. I'm gonna retire undefeated. I want to hurry up and get my win and get out. And that's why she lost, because you can't rush the process. Anderson Silva worked his way up from Shooto, jungle fights in Brazil, Pride, Rumble in the Rock. And then by the time he came into the UFC, he had seen everything. He was good to go. And his run to the title and title reign subsequently was a thing of beauty. These fighters don't want to do that A to B to C. They're like, all right, listen, my name is A and I want Z. And that's the culture that the American media, that the American MMA-based fan is supporting. How well can you lie to me? How well you can convince me? Conor McGregor, what happened when he fought Khabib? Oh, everything everyone said was going to happen. You mean you can't be considered an elite MMA champion and the greatest of all time with one specific area being great and everything else being subpar? Oh, you mean you have to know wrestling and submissions? Oh, fuck. Who told us that? Oh, wait. Every fucking body that actually knows MMA and is not under Dana White's fucking payroll and has seen the come up of the game since its incursion in 93, okay? You can't rush the game. You can't rush the skills. You can't rush the timing. You can't rush. It's like when you create soup, okay? If you rush the simmering, the soup tastes like shit. And these fighters don't want to let their skills simmer, be brought to a boil, come to a pitch. They're trying to just be like, listen, I'm here. I got 3 wins over these B-level fighters. I'm ready for the title shot. That's right. Give me the title shot. When you're really saying, give me the check. And that's cool and all, but I'm not paying for these sub. I'm not believing a title fight that's going to end. I already lived through the Mike Tyson era, okay? You pay $100 for a pay-per-view, it's over in 60 seconds. I'm not doing that. I just can't. Connor, what happened with Connor? Okay, let's jump to the Connor. And I know I'm old and late with the discussions, but this is my perceptions. Conor versus Khabib. There was never a moment that Conor had Khabib in trouble. Not one fucking moment. He did well surviving the takedowns. He did well in trying to strike, but even counter striking, it wasn't like you saw that it wasn't so. It wasn't like Anderson Silva versus Damian Maia. It wasn't like Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen number two without the rib injury, where you're like, oh, you can just tell the vastly different levels in between these two people. Conor looked like a MMA striker, and Khabib looked like an MMA striker with better wrestling. It wasn't like you're looking at Conor as this M1, as K1 level striker. It wasn't like he came in like Miracle Crocrop in his prime, where you just put anybody in front of him, not named Fedor or Minotaur, and he was just decking people's skulls with his left leg. Conor can hit you with the left hand and hurt you, but his opponents, sorry to say, fellas, UFC knew what they were doing booking these fights. They knew booking Aldo after a one-year layoff was putting Conor in a better position to win than Aldo. The same with a two-week notice of Chad Mendes for the initial interim featherweight champion. They knew putting him in against Eddie Alvarez, okay, was going to get hype. And anyone who knew MMA knew Eddie's only chance, really, was to make it a wrestling clinch warfare. Because Eddie always gets rocked. I love Eddie Alvarez. I came up watching Eddie Alvarez in Bulldog fights, in Dream, in Bellator. Eddie Alvarez was the closest to Joe Frazier, Philly tough style you'll see in MMA. But my man ate punches like I eat butt cracks. It was crazy. It was crazy. Eddie gets clipped every fight. His cardio allows recovery, and then he makes it a dog fight, and he finds a way to win. But with a precision puncher like Conor, you're not getting dog fight chances. And as long as Conor kept the distance, used his kicks, didn't get taken down, it was over. And Eddie didn't try to really go for any wrestling, and Eddie really just wanted to make it a striking. Eddie made that leaping right hand lead mistake, and Conor ate it. The betting money was on Conor. And even though Eddie was the uncrowned king, you saw in his Dos Santos win, he hit Dos Santos with 50 different shots before Dos Santos crumpled. Someone of Conor's caliber, you knew, only needed really one good one. And that disparity and that different approach to striking that you kind of saw gave Conor just a complete chance to really win. But it was fuckery. Who did Conor fight in the lightweight division? Nobody. Before his title shot. Nobody. Who did he really fight in the featherweights? He fought Max Holloway, who was young but went the distance. And he fought Chad Mendes, who was really, really, really not ready for that fight with 2 weeks' notice. Who, Seaver? Brimage? Like, take me here. Aldo was out for a year with an injury. And Aldo was stupid to run into that right hand. But Aldo was out for a year. He was, and I know the Dominic Cruz theory of ring rust is only in your mind. That's for him. There are other fighters who you've seen the obvious effects of ring rust on. And you saw it with the McGregor-Aldo fight. What happens when Conor finally is not protected and forced to fight a true grappler who has some semblance of fundamental striking? He folds. What happened when Ronda Rousey finally met someone that didn't run at her and throw a flying knee in 8 seconds? She folded. I'm sorry. She folded. I'm sorry. I'm reading my notes here. This hype job, this rush for profit, rush for marketing, it's a fucking duvet. And I've said this before. They're pulling the wool over your eyes, folks. And as long as your boy's here, they ain't gonna get away with it. Okay, I'm gonna spit my conspiracy theory truths, okay? We know Joe Rogan done been signed into the Illuminati. I've been listening to Joe Rogan's podcast from when he was doing it in what looked like his living room, and Uriah Faber was revealing how Andy Dick was chasing him around trying to touch his penis. Okay? I'm a throwback listener. And now look at Joe Rogan. He went from questioning how the government and the moon landing and this and that, and all of a sudden, no, we found our answers and everything makes sense. Even though the government says that they've lost the technology to go back to the moon, and the video evidence and all the videotapes was recorded over. Like when your mom records over the VHS tapes of your favorite Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah, it makes perfect sense for a government agency with $20 billion as its budget. No. There's no conspiracy. There's nothing to see here, folks. Capitalism works. It's not evil. Joe Rogan podcast. Train by day. Joe Rogan by night. Yeah, he's not one of them no more. Yeah, it's okay. Joe Rogan is still the truth. Joe Rogan saying how Ronda Rousey can beat men in boxing. Yeah, sure. Like her coach, Edmund Tarfuckerian, can beat Jose Aldo if you give him a month of training. Yeah, folks. The fuckery is not live and present in MMA. Yeah, it's okay. CM Punk deserved to be in the main card. And Logan Paul versus KSW. That's the next main event. There we go. And that's a legit fight right there. Yeah. The fuckery is all over, folks. But as long as you got your boy, as long as you're tuning into this crazy rambling, I'm going to keep my shit true, okay? I'm not selling out unless my price for selling out is $5 billion. Don't let me get popular, folks, because if I get popular and they come at me, I'm going to say, fuck y'all. Y'all not going to own this tongue, okay? Y'all not going to own this tongue. $5 billion. If you ain't giving me $5 billion, I'm keeping my platform and I'm spitting that truth for the people. I love the Joe Rogan. I really do. And his commentary is still the best. But Joe Rogan at the door and he's one of them now. We need a new spokesman of truth. I nominate Michael. Damn, I can't even say his name. You know what? I nominate me. That's who I nominate. Mike J. That's who I nominate. You can count on me. I'm putting myself on the ballot for truther of MMA. Vote for me, okay? Me and Bernie Sanders, that's my baby cousin, okay? Me and Bernie is like this, son. I cross my fingers so you can see the emphasis of how tight we are. I can't stand it, folks. I can't stand it. This shit is infuriating. I respect any fighter who gets in the cage. I understand they can kill me. I understand this. I understand how I'm nothing to them and I shouldn't say nothing. But the truth is the truth, folks. These cats are trying to skip processes here. And you ain't fooling me. All right? Just remember out there, it's better to be the prey. See how rusty I am, folks? I have to backtrack that. It's been a while, guys. Bear with me. It's better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. Giddy up.